the hanged man. When the hanged man shits, we know death has taken over. The drool on his lips harden, where the tongue gargoyles out, and his eyes squeeze on a bit of last light. More often than not, his genitals stiffen, then hang tumescent, as if they, like him, have lost directions. The rancid breath rails clicking like vultures feeding, or something hissing toward candle flame, only the dead can see, while legs dance joyously in a melody only the hanged man hears. Feet pointed as if to pirouette, while hooded figures, job done, disappear in the cusp of trees, and black faces look up into even blacker night, full of screams fading into the wind, like the hooting of owls or bullfrogs croaking in muddy shadows, throats expanding, contracting, the story passed on and consumed in a single photo in a family album. An uncle, a cousin or brother, Ethel's boy, a Roman's eldest, dragged from his bed by men in shiny boots and white hoods and slung from the boughs of a tree, a grainy reminder of what grief we have never digested, and the tree itself still twisted and misshapen a century later, as if despite the southern sun, fire still burns brightly at its roots.